This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Tejas, deep in the heart of Texas, right in the middle of the heart of Texas. I love America, I love liberty, I love freedom. I can't stand watching the media and the government and the schools systematically break up the family and put us into this hive society. I can't stand watching a double standard where Trent Lott is hung out to dry for absolutely nothing, while Arnold runs around saying, I want to be a dictator, I love Hitler, I grope all the women, I'm in hardcore gay porn photos. I mean, give me a break. And the Washington Times comes out and endorses this piece of trash. We're about to go to Brad in Illinois, Pat in California, Daryl in Pennsylvania, and many others that are patiently holding on this Friday, the 3rd of October, 2003, Global Transmission. I've written an added little blog onto my detailed article about Arnold Schwarzenegger at Infowars.com with some of the latest dirt that I hope you'll get out to folks. We're about the big picture here, folks, not just little slivers of it. Please go check it out. Also coming up, Japanese city plans GPS tracking system for children in wake of teen abduction. Oh, yeah, we'll get to that. Did Bush serve? More on him going AWOL. We're also going to get into Bush men scramble to contain spy leak scandal. This and a lot more coming up here on the show. Right now, let's go to Brad in Illinois, where Chicago is now voting to pull out of the Patriot Act, along with Atlanta, Georgia, and other major metropolises. Go ahead.
Well, I don't think they're really voting to pull out of the Patriot Act.
Yeah, they're voting to set the date to pull out of it, according to what they said.
Well, what I've read in the newspaper is that they want to allow a watered down version of it to stay. They're not voting to just throw it off altogether.
But that shows they're doing this due to pressure. There is at least a discussion of a Bill of Rights culture, which is light years ahead of where we were just a year ago.
Yeah, and of course Mayor Daley is all against it. He wants his page. He said you have to have this security in order to preserve.
Mayor Daley and his daddy and all of them are mob bosses. They are despicable creatures.
Right. Well, Alex, I just want to ask you, don't you understand that the resistance is futile? I mean, look at how Arnold steamrolled Arianna Huffington out of the race out there in California. So it's really...
Well, actually, that's going to help racist Bustamante. But, I mean, it doesn't matter. They're giving us two different glasses of cyanide to drink, Bustamante or Schwarzenegger, and I'm just saying I don't want to drink from either cup.
Now, let me ask you this question. If Arnold wins the governorship in California, I understand that there's a bill in Congress right now to eliminate in the Constitution where you have to be a natural-born citizen to run for president in the United States?
Yes. In my detailed analysis of Arnold, we have a hyperlink to the Associated Press article. Orrin Hatch, directly for Arnold, has introduced legislation to repeal the 22nd Amendment, barring foreign-born people from being El Presidente or being in the direct line of ascension.
Well, this morning on the local radio station here in Chicago, they had Arnold Schwarzenegger on, questioning him about his link to admiring Hitler. He said he despised what the Nazis did, and he despised Hitler.
What, did Mancow have him on?
No, it wasn't Mancow. It was a local news, the 24-hour news radio, WBBM. But they asked him the question. He said, I despised Adolf Hitler and what the Nazis did.
But yeah, I've seen that quote. I do not like him. He's very bad. I just said I wanted to be him. And give me a break, folks. The guy hangs out with Voltheim last year. The guy hangs around with all the former top Nazis. He goes on vacations with them. He's buddies with them. He defends them.
Yeah, of course. Then again, though, if we're demonizing Adolf Hitler for that, why does everybody buy Time magazine? I mean, he was Time magazine's Man of the Year twice in the 30s.
They loved him. They put him into power. He was meant to tear Europe up.
Yeah, absolutely. Randolph Hearst and Franklin Roosevelt had homes on the property at the Wolf Lair or Wolf Den there in Austria.
That's right. We're supposed to just not know about that. Maybe we'll list you as evil on the ADL website for admitting that Roosevelt the vacation with Hitler. Maybe we'll demonize you for loving liberty, buddy. Got anything else to say?
I'll let you get the other calls.
All right, we'll take more calls. Now, you're bad if you're against Hitler now, folks.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps, as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Hello, everyone. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger here. To be a new conservative, a new neocon in America, you have to be a member of a satanic organization. You need to vacation with top Nazis and UN secretary generals. You have to publicly, in front of hundreds of bodybuilders, repeatedly scream that you hate all black people, that they are subhuman. You have to grope women hundreds of times in elevators all over the country and the world, and grab women's on the national British television. There's a photo of it on that evil website of that liberal Alex Jones. I'm going to take your gun. Ask me now, believe me later. Believe me now and see it later. Going to get your gun. Going to take your border away. Going to do. And the Washington Times is going to endorse me. It's sick. The president says I make a great governor. Sean Hannity loves me. The media gives me big pass.
Media would just have hundreds of people on going, it's despicable that he said he loves Hitler. It's despicable what he did harassing those women. It's despicable. But instead,
oh no, it's just fine. Again, I don't want to spend all day on this, but the recall election is next Tuesday, and this will all be over, and he'll be your new, he'll get what he wanted. He always wanted to be a dictator. I guess it's a prerequisite to say things would be a heck of a lot easier if this was a dictatorship.
So long as I'm a dictator.
You better be nice to me. I could be a dictator, is what Clinton said. Bush said that, too.
amazing stuff going on. If you want to join us on air,
you'd like to call in, little girly men, and try to talk about how you how we're going to get your guns.
1-800-259-9231. And yes, I have it here in front of me. The Washington Times is endorsing Arnold. So I guess, folks, I'm against Nazis and I'm for national sovereignty and pro-gun. I'll never be anywhere but on the ADL hit list as an evil demon. Why, he talks about freedom. He said the government stood the gain. And the PNAC documents said they wanted to have these attacks. He's bad. He said we should have an investigation of the space shuttle disaster. Alex is evil. Alex Jones says the government did bad things in Waco. He's really radical. But we love Arnold. He's good. Pat in California.
Going to be under the Uber mention. Go ahead, Pat.
How you doing, Alex? I appreciate you allowing me on. I'm kind of wanted to speak about stuff.
Hey, let me just tell you something.
Yep.
We're not the local neocon radio station like Kogo or something, buddy. You don't have to thank us and grovel to be on the show. We appreciate your call, and we don't censor your calls. Go ahead.
I wanted to touch a little bit on our failed war on drugs.
I bet you did. We're going to increase the war on drugs. Did I mention how much video there is of me smoking it?
Well, I actually became part of that yesterday, unfortunately. I was... I've been terrorized by local helicopters on the 19th. I was terrorized on the 30th. And I had the Riverside County Sheriff's in our neighbor's yard photographing our garden, claiming that we had marijuana.
What's wrong with the helicopter?
It's quite unnerving, let me tell you. So you've had a helicopter sit 10 feet over the skids of the helicopter.
Look at you, man. You don't like the ground-penetrating radar looking through the little man's walls. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they came in and handcuffed me for about an hour and a half, served me my warrant, searched my house, searched every building on our property, and all they got was what I told them that we had, and that was a little bag of weed and a pipe. They read me my right, oddly enough, before they gave me a ticket, which has me confused. But the whole point here is that, in essence, I feel that the search warrant was quite fraudulent in the fact that when I challenged the officer,
well, don't
in charge,
say you feel it, you know it.
Yeah. When I
well,
challenged
that's all
him,
legalese,
I asked him,
buddy.
I asked him for a picture. He says he didn't need pictures; that it's all in his mind.
Don't need no picture.
So
well, let me just say this. George Washington, and this is just a fact, smoked marijuana.
Right.
I don't smoke marijuana. I don't like it. I like coffee, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably a worse drug for your body.
Well, I'm not going to pass that judgment.
Well, let me just say this right now. You got these pill poppers on their narcotics, and, I mean, a lot of these neocons are on them. I've got a lot of friends I know that are just... professionals, and I mean, you'll be out to dinner with them, and you see them eat a pill, and I go, what is that? And they'll, well, that's for my back. I've been on codeine for 10 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's amazing. I mean, I've had a compound fracture, and I wouldn't take that stuff. I just don't like narcotics. But marijuana is a mild hallucinogen, and let's be honest about it. It's in that class. It's about 100 the strength of Prozac, and it's... But here's my point. There are more people in prison for marijuana with longer sentences than for cocaine or heroin. The government ships in the cocaine and heroin that are devastating drugs, just horrible. They're in the same class as, you know, Ritalin and stuff that we've put 6 million kids on. But the point is it's crazy that they're pushing all these legal drugs on us, and then you've got helicopters scanning your house, you say, on two different occasions,
yes.
Then raiding you right here in Austin. We had Sandy Smith 2 years ago. She got hit by the U.S. Army and the SWAT team. When they didn't find drugs in her house, they decided to search three of her neighbors' homes. And they said, well, our probable cause was this bloodweed in the backyard that looks nothing like marijuana. It's in everybody's... I mean, if you've got a big yard, you've got bloodweed in Central Texas. This stuff is everywhere, behind every gas station, on every road, in every bar ditch. And the sheriff, Margot Jackboot Frazier, a Janet Reno clone, got up on TV and said, quote, we don't need warrants anymore. Well, she lost the lawsuit by Sandy Smith. We got her a lawyer, everything. My point is, if marijuana was deadly poison, it isn't worth having men in black uniforms, these armed cadres, these helicopters with the army, merging, busting in our houses, taking over our society. I mean, folks, I hate to mention this, but you can huff antifreeze or huff gasoline, and a lot of people do. You don't see SWAT teams busting into garages to find out if you got gasoline.
That's right.
You can go buy, five packages of Sudafed and take 20 of the pills and then die of a heart attack and a speed-induced nightmare. But we don't see all that, but now they're trying to. So it's a joke. They had prohibition on alcohol. The big distillers, Seagram's and the people that own that, lobby. The liquor people lobby for prohibition so they can ship it in and jack up the prices, corrupt the police, just like they did in China with the opium, jack up the prices, more alcoholism, more alcohol deaths, more alcohol poisoning. Then when that got repealed in 29, they had to have something new. When they got repealed in 30, they had to have something new. So within a month of that, they then outlawed cocaine, heroin, all the stuff that had been sold over the store shelves. And then 10 years after that, there were more deaths from heroin, more deaths from cocaine. And then today, it's much higher than it was, obviously. So the drug wars work. More drugs, more deaths, more prisons. It makes it fashionable, puts more money into it, which makes it fashionable, corrupts the police, creates all these cadres. And then now you in California, with your border wide open, with heroin and cocaine being brought in, with foreigners pouring in by the millions, with your state in bankruptcy, you had thugs. Now describe what happened in the two scanning missions by the, not FLIR folks. They got ground penetrating radar. I know L.A. does. Looking right through your walls. Describe what happened when you had a visit by the Gestapo.
The first day was on the 19th of September. It was 2:30 in the p.m., or in the daytime, and you know, I was in my home working, and all of a sudden we're in a very mountainous area, and up over a hilltop I heard a helicopter. I went out to look. And
sir, do you own land?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you're in deep trouble.
Well, they're trying, but they...
anyone with land is targeted, and generally you're a machine gun in the back, and cocaine is planted. You know, they caught him. The Forest Service, they even got the documents where they wanted that guy's. What it was, 100 and something acres in that by that reserve.
Oh, right.
And then no drugs were found, so they just walked up and said, "The land's ours."
They killed them.
And then the documents show they'd gotten the bids, had the sale, the cops got it. Then when the wife fought back, no drugs were found, no criminal record. They went ahead and firebombed her house. So you're lucky they didn't just spray you. I mean, if your land was worth millions, they might have just machine gunned you right there on the spot, done high fives, and sold your house.
Well, they had a severe interest, I'll tell you that, because the search warrant on about the fourth line details that.
Oh, to tell us your property.
Yes, and then also our phone lines are tapped.
Well, good. They know I know what they're doing.
And
they're running a nice, big, fat criminal enterprise, and they just love to have everything you've got.
I challenged a lot of the scientific rhetoric, though, about marijuana consumption. I realize that most people don't agree with it, and I can appreciate that.
Well, that's not true. You bought the propaganda. They're running all these anti-drug ads now because the people are waking up that it's a joke to have people busting in houses and taking land over a bag of marijuana when they're pushing Ritalin, which is methamphetamine, on our children.
Exactly. I'm 40 years old.
But, sir, I mean, just marijuana aside, okay?
Uh-huh.
They're going to try to take your land. I hope you know that. Okay? Now, what exactly happened to you?
All they did is ticket me.
Well, that's because they didn't find over an ounce.
Right.
I don't believe that. There's probably already been a move made to start taking your property, sir.
Really?
Yeah, you better watch it.
Wow.
They may come back and kill you and plant drugs. I don't know if they're criminals, but it sounds like it.
Because our neighbor was watching, and the cops didn't like him watching. They said, "You're next." I kept hearing him say, "He's next. Next. He must be bad. He must be dirty."
Yeah, he looked at us. Everyone's a criminal but us.
Right.
Where are you located?
I'm in Anza. I'm in the mountains of Southern California, up above Palm Springs.
Oh, well, premium land. How much land you got?
I've got 5 acres.
You're in a lot of trouble, buddy. You better get all marijuana out of your house, every marijuana seed.
They got it all.
You better not plea bargain on that ticket. What exactly is the charge?
Under an ounce of marijuana and a pipe. That's what my ticket is.
I would predict they'll be back, and you better hide a hidden camera in your house, and when they come in, you better lie flat on your belly. because they're statistically about 10% of the time they'll kill you. Would you like to talk some more?
Mm-hmm.
Stay there.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizens Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
Oh, my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
The drug war is the excuse to militarize the police and get them involved in your life. Now, a lot of beat cops aren't bad people, but the detectives, the narcotics officers, the raid teams, the cage teams, all the different names they have, they do psychological tests, they get sociopaths, the guys get on the job. We've had a lot of good cops on the show, retired and still in, and they'll just drop some jewelry in your lap. you know, maybe a diamond bracelet worth $10,000 and say, hey, you just take that, bud. It'll just go into evidence and, you know, well, your wife deserves something nice. You go, hey, gee, man, thanks, partner. Oh, you bet. And a year later, you're robbing people, taking their land, taking their home, planting drugs on them, shoving families around, machine gunning innocent people. I mean, you see a film like Training Day, folks, that is so incredibly accurate. When you get up into high-level cops, folks, in corrupt areas, you know, you dance with the devil, it rubs off on you. And it's very, very frightening. Very, very frightening. So it runs the gamut just from thugs, who are kind of like little mindless gang members, who will just do whatever they're told, to a hearty percentage of higher-level police officers being sociopathic criminals. In fact, I mean, I've been told this by high-level law enforcement people that most of the smart criminals now go to college, get into law enforcement. It's like their job. I'm going to be a cop. I'm going to be a criminal. I'm going to run an organized crime syndicate. And they run the bathhouses, the topless bars. They shake everybody down. They deal the cocaine, the heroin. I mean, it's like that in Houston, L.A., all over. They get caught all the time doing it. 98% of the time they get swept under the rug, but sometimes a cop will flip out and shoot their wife, and they'll go in the house, and there'll be big, you know, kegs of gold and diamonds and cocaine and heroin and list of all the cops and who they shake down and what they're doing, and, you know, that capo will go down. The chief that gets the big cut won't. I mean, it's piracy, folks. Cops should read their own gang handbook. You know, you look at a gang member wrong. Hey, man, what you looking at? Got a problem? Well, it's the same thing with the police. You know, you'll be out with a video camera while they're shaking people down on the street, and they'll run over to you. What's your problem? What are you videotaping me for? Well, officer, it's a free country. Why are you getting in my face? You got a problem? I'll say, well, you can do whatever you want to me. I'm a straight-laced person here with a TV show, and I'm videotaping what you're doing from 100 yards away. Got a problem with it? You can go ahead and take me to jail if you want, officer. I got my hands at my side. But I will tell you, I know my rights, and I will sue you. And they will back off in a heartbeat. But I don't care if they don't back off. They want to beat my brains out, blow my head off. That's fine. I die a good man. I die a defender of my family. I die a defender of this country against gang members. I'd help an old lady being attacked by gang members. I'll help a country being attacked by you. And I won't sit here and suck up to you and be a mindless minion anymore. Okay? And this whole thing's run out of ignorance. And the beat cops out there, you know the truth, and you know you're supposed to keep your mouth shut. And a lot of you just hope you can make detectives so you can have a cut of all the goodies. And when I'm sitting here warning the caller, Pat, from California, and I knew automatically, I said, you got land, don't you? And I bet it was in the search warrant. They'll list the land. They'll say, we were going to do this hoping there'll be drugs, we'll take it. The cops end up getting the cut of it. In some cases, bars that police take, the cops go in and end up running and owning the bars. I mean, it's scary, folks. You got a minute or so left. You want to say anything else?
Wanted to air this out. I don't know if someone can point me to a direction, you know, just for some resources so that I can possibly have a little bit better, preparation here.
Well, I told you, get every pot seed, anything out of your house, anything and everything, just get it all out of your house and put a hidden camera in your home. It's very easy to do, very small little cameras for a couple $100. Have a VCR in a wall and have it on 24-hour play. And if you hear the door being busted open, lay down flat on your face. Because I don't know if these are criminals. These may just be sociopathic gang members. I don't know what class of fruitcake they are, thug or goon. But or you can move, you can capitulate, hand everything over to them. Or you can do other things. But I would tell you, sir, that from the way they were going, we'll get him next because your neighbor was just watching. See, even looking at the gang member. See, it's total gang mentality. They can't even see it. Their own gang handbook would tell them their behavior is gang member behavior.
Right.
The same thing as the little vato down on the street corner. What you looking at? Well, that's exactly it. What you looking at? What you looking at me for?
Same thing.
See, it's just this total it's look at the psychology. Look at the criminology here. If these guys paid attention in their classes, they'd see how they're part of a criminal enterprise with lieutenants and capos and the whole chain of command and we got to stick together here in the hood. They're the biggest street gang, okay? And I'm not putting up with it. I'm tired of their drug dealing and their whoring and their stealing. And I'm tired of this filthy government. This is not our government. Watch out, Pete. Sounds like you're in a lot of trouble. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most...
4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The old adage of don't take anything from the mob, don't take anything, don't make a deal with the devil. The mafia, what we know of as the classical organized crime in this country, that interface with police and government and judges, the judiciary, they would come into your grocery store and say, hey, you know, do you want us to loan you some money? Well, no. Well, you better take it. Or, hey, how about I give you some protection from these street thugs? Or, somebody's going to burn down your business. This is the old classical system. And then you take something from them, that gives them an excuse to get involved in your life. It's the old analogy of the vampire. It's got to get permission to get into your house. It's got to trick you somehow to have you invite it in over the threshold. So drugs and prohibition of anything is their pretext to control the commodity and to have an excuse to get into your life. I mean, imagine if they didn't have the war on drugs, why would they have militarized helicopters looking through our walls violating the Fourth Amendment? Why would they have black ski mask police kicking down doors, taking all this property, tens of billions of it every year? They didn't have all these pretexts. And so that's it. It's an excuse to stick their wolf snout into your life. And so many people have bought into this, oh, let's have this big, powerful force involved in our life to save us from all these problems. But you notice, the bigger government gets, the bigger the problems get. So it's a downward spiral. Let's go ahead and go to the calls. Daryl in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I got two great newsletters in the mail yesterday, and the first one was, of course, the second issue of your InfoWars Intelligence Report, the October 2003 issue, with the lead article, Schwarzenegger's Nazi and New World Order Links Revealed. And I want to let everyone know that and am I assuming correctly that the way to get this newsletter is to order some of the fine informational tools that you offer?
We send it out to 5,500 people and who have ordered from us in the past. And we, again, it's very expensive. It's a high-quality newsletter to send it out. And I don't know if we'll continue to do it. We'll see. I think it may be breaking even, but we do need folks' support.
Well, I'd urge folks to pick up the materials from you just so that they could get the newsletter. It's as you mentioned, it's very attractive. It looks very similar in format to TexMars Power Prophecy newsletter.
Tex helped me format it.
And the second newsletter I got, Alex, was, and I'm just mentioning this briefly, was Dr. Stan Monteith's Radio Liberty newsletter. And the reason I mention it is he draws a lot of parallels between Pearl Harbor and between 9-1-1 in his September 2003 issue. And the reason I mention that is that no one's got more materials on the 9-1-1 issue than you do. You've got three great books there. The one that you did, the 9-1-1 Descent into Tyranny, Eric Huffschmidt's Painful Questions, and, of course, the one you just published, Order Out of Chaos, by Paul Joseph Watson. And then you've got two great videos that deal with the 9-1-1 event, and that, of course, is Masters of Terror and 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny.
By the way, I'm going to go ahead and say this on air because it needs to be said. We're going to have Paul on next week about this. That book has scared the British government so bad because it just details from mainstream news articles about the British blowing everything up, blaming on their enemies, that Paul actually got a call asking about his website and asking about Prison Planet, asking about the book, what he does. I mean, as if they don't know. That's how scared these criminals are, folks, as if we're going to, you called us about what we're doing. Yes, that's right. We're exposing you as killers.
And
we're
Alex,
go
that'll
on
be...
exposing you as killers. I hope everybody gets from us Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. It is a powerful book.
And Alex, I don't think anyone's done a better job of showing how governments actually orchestrate, plan out, and use terrorism, actually carrying it out themselves sometimes to bring in their own agenda. And And that's what you did, especially in the Masters of Terror video, and in, of course, the book Order Out of Chaos by Paul Joseph Watson shows how the British have often done that in Ireland and that. And I just urge everyone to get your last three videos, Alex, are the three best, I think, out there in the Patriot community. Masters of Terror, 911 Road to Tyranny, and Police State 3, Total Enslavement. And I get tremendous responses, not only on your videos, but also on the one T-shirt, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works. And I would urge everyone to get that T-shirt. Even in the cooler weather, you can wear it over top of a sweatshirt. And that has generated more conversations for me, Alex, than anything else I've ever worn. It's a walking billboard that's just outstanding.
Well, folks want to meet fellow patriots, Christians, conservatives, freedom lovers. And that's how we advertise the shirt. We didn't begin advertising it like that. We do now. People kept telling us, yeah, I met a lot of like-minded people wearing this shirt. On the back it says, politicians love, disarm peasants.
And every comment I've got on that shirt has been favorable. Doesn't matter the age group, male, female, and that.
And it's got Arnold's idol there, Hitler. Hitler, Stalin, and Mao. It says, mass murderers agree. Gun control works. On the back it says, politicians love, disarm peasants, Infowars.com.
And, Alex, one final item. I'm reading a book by Tex Mars that he put out by another author. It's called Under the Sign of the Scorpion. And in there it details the orchestrated mayhem and bedlam and horror that was brought on both the French people and the Russian people during both the French and Russian revolutions.
And they're going to engineer that here, folks.
Exactly. And that's why it's so critical to get your three videos, your three latest videos right now, because people will wake up. I've had over, and I think most of your callers will agree, except for maybe a few areas, probably about 90% success rate of people really waking up.
And that's the numbers we get from the listeners right here on air. We've got tools that will break people's conditioning. Why aren't you using them, folks? That's the question.
And so we're all going to be sorry if we don't do all we can to try to at least stem the tide somewhat here, slow down the juggernaut that's going full speed to bring this nation into a bloodbath.
What's happening is they've got the thing in full bore running over everything, but it's waking a lot of people up, and they can't stop their New World Order now. The momentum, the machinery is in motion, but I think it's going to destroy the New World Order in the process. I mean, I really see the analogy of the New World Order being a NASCAR in the final five laps, and yeah, they're in pole position in the lead, but the tires are about to all blow out. The engine just caught on fire. And, can the New World Order make it across the finish line? Maybe, but you're going to have a burn-up driver and a smoking wreck when it goes over the finish line. So they're going to have a hollow victory. We're going to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat, my friend.
And, Alex, you and Violet and the rest of the people that helped you on those videos, keep putting out those videos because people beg me, when's the next one coming out? When's the next one coming out? And I give them to police officers and that. So please keep up the good work.
No, I'm not saying you're all bad, but a large percentage now are criminals running criminal enterprises and acting like gang members, and I'm sick of it, and things are getting really bad.
Well, I think the majority of your police officers in your rural areas tend to be more of the American pie-type Americans.
Yeah, they're compartmentalized.
The guys in the city is where, the large cities is where you tend to find a larger percentage of corrupt police.
That's why the multi-jurisdictional task forces are so bad, is that they merge in and take control of your local departments, and then take control of their funding mechanisms.
So, again, I just thank you and Violet for all your great work, and please, folks, get those videos.
All right. Thank
and God
you.
Bless you, Alex.
You bet. Well, I want to thank those that have helped me make them. Buckley Hammond, my cousin. I want to thank Mason Collier. I want to thank all the folks that have worked with me on these new films. They really are powerful. Powerful information in them. And since he brought it up now, I might as well plug it. I've made 9 films. We're carrying a couple other films by other great authors. I'm carrying some other books. I've written a book, published Paul Watson's book. And Paul really did get a call yesterday from the British government asking him about, well, so what's your website? So what's this book you're writing? Well, what are you up to? We just wanted to talk to you. And again, it's just pure intimidation. They're scared, folks. This is just one chapter, Her Majesty's Terrorist Network, where it just takes London Guardian and BBC headlines, saying British government controls Al-Qaeda, British government supports bin Laden, British government carries out bombings in Ireland and London, and then just has the admissions. He just took, 50 different mainstream news articles and just condensed it all down into one chapter. I mean, it's That's one chapter. It's got a chapter on Israel from Haaretz and the other Jewish newspapers, UPI, where they admit that Israel founded Hamas and carries out a lot of the bombings to oppress the Jewish people, really, to keep that military state in place and to also be able to attack the Palestinians, and that the Palestinians are controlled by the New World Order as well. Again, controlling those, that's one chapter of the book. It gets into the fake UFO movement, how that's controlled by the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers from mainstream news. It's all documented. There's not speculation. It gets into September 11th with some of the latest and most condensed information in three chapters. It's 334 pages long and full of diagrams and documents. I mean, this book deserves to be seen. It deserves to be read. It deserves to be known. It's $19.95. Well, order a second one when you buy one for only $11.95 to give as a Christmas gift or as a birthday present. Please give it as a gift of love to wake people up. Get Order Out of Chaos. This book won't be seen, won't be known, unless you call into shows, promote it, tell folks about the websites, tell them to get it. Same thing with 911 Road to Tyranny, same thing with Masters of Terror, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, same thing with my book, Descent into Tyranny. It is up to you. And I want to commend Paul for being strong and standing strong up against that, because, you know, I got those calls years ago. And if you're not over the target, you're not going to get flack. You're not going to be getting shot at, literally and figuratively. So that's just a little call that would intimidate a lot of people. Oh, I got a call from, you know, from the people that, well, you know, basically took Dr. Kelly out for a walk. The point is, there's more of us than there are of them. And 20 years ago, they'd kill you for talking like this. And they still killed Jim Keith and others, and they could kill me tomorrow. But they found that when they crush us, people's humanity, God just gives them strength, and our numbers quadruple overnight. Every time they stomp one of us into the ground, it's like our blood. It's like, you know, the spores of a mushroom. When you stomp on a mushroom in the morning, there'll be hundreds out there from the spores. I think Thomas Jefferson said it best, that the Tree of Liberty must be watered from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. So, you know, I'm just a big old fertilizer factory, and I'm spewing fertilizer out in all directions, but if you stomp on me, I mean, I hate to use the occult analogy of Obi-Wan Kenobi, but strike me down, Darth Vader, I'll come more powerful than you can possibly imagine. That's kind of that New Age angle on it, but I'm a Christian, folks, and I know what the Bible shows and what happened to Christ's disciples or anybody that stands up to evil. But I know this, as our numbers grow, as Mark Twain said in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, brave, hated, and feared. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Now, why are you seeing so many people wake up now? Because the New World Order is moving hard, moving fast. And so a lot of people are waking up. And so that accelerates this whole process. And so there are hundreds of books and hundreds of videos and thousands of websites and hundreds of radio shows. And so the globalists are in trouble. If you become a leader, if you step up, if you become involved, even in a small way, it can move mountains. So we've reached that Renaissance flashpoint, Fahrenheit 451 level, where the fires have begun in the minds of men and women. And so it's coming down to a challenge, down to the field of Runnymede. It's coming down to the battle, being joined, being intensified. Join us in history, my friends. Join us in standing up against tyranny. We wouldn't be here and have the liberty and have the families and have the decency and honor if it wasn't for those that bled and fought and died for freedom. We owe them the debt from the past. We owe our children and grandchildren a debt for the future. Join the endless stream of humanity. But there was an old Norse saying that I just love. I hope I get this one right. Cattle die and kinsmen die, and I know one day one must die oneself. But I know there's one thing that never dies, and that's the fame of a dead man's deeds. And by that, you know, what you were, what you did, well, the foundations you laid in this endless stream of humanity and civilization is the sacrifices and the passing on, the transmission of information to the species and in our development to the stars. made in the image of God, I would be honored to be assanguinated now by the New World Order if it empowered anyone in this fight against dehumanization. I'm not afraid. Take the step. Truly live. Join in the battle for humanity against evil. Be part of that sacred, holy war. Break your conditioning, whether you're in the CIA or the FBI or a school teacher who's bought this propaganda. Be man enough, be woman enough to unlock your mind, to pull off the blinders, to join us in history. Do it. I beg it of you. Be truly alive. Let's take some calls. I guess, who's up next, Mark? Who should I speak with next? Carmine in Pennsylvania. Go ahead. You're up next.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
Maybe it's time for some decaf.
I only had one cup of coffee, brother.
Okay, listen. The guy who called in from California, he's got to clean his life up. These old, burnt-out hippies, they don't grow up. They still have the same habits they had when they were back in the 70s, and now it's coming back to bite them.
Well, sir, look, I'm not going to sit here and get into the guy's marijuana smoking. My point is the greater evil times a thousand is the ski mask thugs and the helicopters and the comments. And the point is that I know a lot of people who never touched any drugs that run 10 miles a day and, you know, go to church three times a week and have wonderful children who've had SWAT teams in their house tearing out their walls, kicking in doors. So that's what I'm talking about.
Well, he's got a piece of prime real estate, but that's not the reason I called.
Well, no, it is stupid. It really is stupid to and he can say, well, I feel it isn't bad. It's my right. Okay, buddy, fine. But the point is, you're just giving them what they want. But you know what? They're going to make it other stuff. They're going to make everything illegal. It doesn't matter. They're going to make everything illegal so they can do this to all of us.
Possibility.
Go ahead.
You remember the movie The Running Man?
Yes.
Richard Dawson yells at the big bodybuilder security guard, and he says, what happened? Steroids affect your brain? You should take the clip from Arnold apologizing that they just had recently. He just apologized. And marry it to that clip at the end, and it would be really funny, and I think that would really help. Maybe you could just blast everybody with that.
Yeah, well, reading the accounts that he admits to of what he would do to women, it's more than just some sexual desire out of control. It was like a domineering, dirty, mean thing he would do to women.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. And one last thing. I see that. Oh, two things. You should not say our troops are huffing uranium depleted. You should say they're forced to huff, because when you say huff, that's like a voluntary act. These guys don't want to do it voluntarily.
Well, I agree. They're in a nuclear wasteland.
They're breathing it. But anyway, enjoy the show. I was going to say something else, but it just went one in and out the other. So
No, you didn't go one in and out the other. Go ahead.
No, I mean, I had something to tell you, but I just went out of my head. But George Show, and about 50% of the people I run across now really smell a skunk. That's what I mean to say. They noticed something wrong.
Sir, 5% smelled a skunk in 1776. You realize how much power we've got?
I believe it. Hey, thanks, Doc.
Exactly. Thank you. And you know what? This is a serious issue. This is life. This is humanity. This is everything. Our history, our genetic code, our transmission into the future. So we should get excited. This is amazing. This is historical. I've got the hair on the back of my neck standing up to be honored to be in this fight. I hope God gives me the strength to properly carry a standard into the battle for humanity.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hi, my name is Donald from TheGoldenAnswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. TheGoldenAnswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting five other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
I went into that long diatribe about how great my videos and books are, and then didn't even tell you how to get them. Call toll-free to get the videos and the books right now at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, that number, 1-888-253-3139. And the videos are $25.95. Order three or more, or many of the nine. They drop down to 20 apiece. Get a second copy of Order Out of Chaos for only $12 when you buy the first copy for $19.95. Again, 888-253-3139. Let's go back to the calls. I guess who's up next is Elma.
Yes, hi.
Where are you calling us from, Nebraska?
Yes, sir, Nebraska.
Welcome.
Thank you. I couldn't believe it. I was sitting up in Sunday school class, and our leader said, if any of you have any information on politics or political situation, please give it to us. Please let us know. I couldn't believe it. I was blown away. So my question to you is this. Since I've been accused...
Wait, so they told you...
Yes, they did.
Now understand, under their 501c3, they say the church can't endorse a particular candidate. Now, I've seen the letters handed out in Baptist churches. Mm-hmm. No discussion of Second Amendment. No discussion of abortion.
Wow.
Now none of you can have views. See, this is the Sovietization.
Uh-oh, I didn't know that.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
I guess I better be careful, but...
The churches are about to get all their money to sell us out, yeah.
Oh, boy.
So he told you, can't even have it in the church, which is total garbage. You should leave that church immediately.
Well, what he said was he wanted us to give him any information that we might have political-wise. And, okay, let me get to my question first.
No,
and then
he went on to say what?
And then, that's all he said. And so I walked up to him. I said, well, do you know what the Patriot Act is all about? He says, no, I don't. I says, well, it's a really huge document. He says, well, try to break it down. I want to see what it's all about.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is a great church.
I don't know.
All my friends are being told by their Sunday school, by everything, no more talk of politics. The churches send out letters. No discussion of politics in the church, which is insane, folks.
Well, I have been sending him excerpts from
good.
Your,
no, it's
your
like
website.
You have a good church then. Good. Okay, go ahead.
From your website and from different information that I've gathered from newspapers around the globe.
Okay.
To let them know. And I think maybe he may have said that because they want to know more now because they know they smell a rat.
Okay, sounds like a good church then. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Real quick, my question is that I've been accused of giving too much information too fast. So the Patriot Act 1. I see all the HR bills. In your opinion, what would be the most effective document at this time since they're open to give them?
Well, I would bring them 911, The Road to Tyranny.
Okay.
And I'd bring, you know, make 10 copies of it. That'll cost you like 10 bucks. VHS tapes like a dollar. The cheap tape is.
Yeah, I have
And
your...
I would bring it all to them. And I would hand it out to them. I'd say this, because people like to watch TV, and it's full of documents and video clips. It's the best film we've got. It'll break their conditioning 90% of the time.
Okay, I'm going to do that. Thank you very much. I just thank you so much. I'm still trying. I'm still getting beaten down and told to shut up, but I'm still, you know,
well,
talking to
that happened to Galileo
right
when he said the world was round.
Yes, sir. Okay. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. Just keep telling them it's round. Let's talk to Mike in California. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I have a quick comment for you. On Tuesday, one of your callers called in and was talking about Emergen-C, which is a vitamin C packet in a powdered form.
Yeah, I drink it. It's good sometimes. It's good stuff.
Yeah, and I used to drink it too, but I want to bring to your attention on the label, if you read it, that product contains aspartate and aspartic acid, which
yeah,
is...
That's different. That's just a... I mean, oranges naturally have... acids in them. It just sounds like aspartame. I checked into that.
Oh, you did? Okay, because I looked in Russell Blaylock's book, and he discusses those two as being an excitotoxin, but in higher degrees. So I guess if you took a lot of it...
No, I'm sure Blaylock knows more about it. I better check that out then.
Yeah, I would look at Russell Blaylock's book, Excitotoxins.
All right, hey, I'll tell you what, I'm going to have to hold you over. All the callers stay there. Third hour and a guest. Coming up, Infowars.com. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black.